Night Talk, Monday to Thursdays, 10 to midnight. Bertha Charuma on SAFM.
And of course, coming up next, I'm speaking to Everson Luhanga, founding editor of Scrawler.Africa, and talking about Sifiso Mkhwananzi found guilty of the murder and rape of six sex workers. And also, don't forget, on the other side of the show, it's open line, and you get to really share your views, your opinions about all the issues that are niggling you. It could be service delivery, politically and otherwise. But for now, let's speak to Everson Luhanga. And of course, we are unpacking Sifiso Mkhwananzi's case. Good evening, Everson, and welcome to the show.
Good evening, Bertha. Thank you so much for having me.
So, in this case, Sifiso Mkhwananzi, who has been found guilty of the murder and rape of six sex workers, surely this young man does not sound, mentally sound, if I may put it that way.
Yeah, well, Bertha, we can say that, but according to the court, they have found him guilty on six charges after the killing of six sex workers in October 2022, and passing the judgment today, it was said that he need to go for mental evaluation. This is not established, Bertha, just to get it clear. This is not established whether he is mentally fit or not. This is to establish whether he will be a dangerous person after the convict, after serving his term in jail. If the institution, if the mental health officials establish that he is a dangerous person in a society, that after his conviction, after serving his term, he might come back and commit the same crimes, then definitely they will not release him.
Mm. So what are we looking at? Has a judgment been judged or not yet?
Well, it is confirmed it has been judged. The only time that now is the conviction that he will serve and all that. Now, remember, as I mentioned, he need to go for mental evaluation to assess him. So we're waiting. The case is turning on the 8th of May, and that's when the results of his mental evaluation will be in court.
And from what it looks like, what was his reaction, though, when he was found guilty?
Well, you remember during the court proceeding, the trial, Sifiso Mkhwananzi admitted that he killed those sex workers to his father. And you remember it was a trial inside the trial. So his reaction, well, he didn't look like much surprised, but yeah, as always, it's something that if the judgment has come down to say you are found guilty, of course, although you knew that you were guilty, the reaction is that, this is shocking.
Mm. Whilst they are waiting for this assessment, will he be in custody?
Yes. Remember, he hasn't been on bail. He has been in custody all along. So as the officials waiting for the results of this evaluation, so he will still be in custody in holding cells.
And was he charged on any other, crimes that he committed apart from, the worst is killing six people. But I think there are other, charges that have also been brought about. Were there any charges, maybe like robbery, anything else?
Yes. There was a charge of robbery where a cell phone of one of his victims was stolen from her, as well as rape. So it made a rape as well as robbery.
This is a very, very sad scenario. 21. And
yeah, I mean, he's young. At the time of his arrest in 2022, he was 21. Remember, Scrawler.Africa were the first people to report about this case when these bodies were found in Johannesburg CBD at the workshop, at the panel beating workshop of his father. And when Scrawler.Africa came to the crime scene, it was a shocker when all these sex workers were at the crime scene with the police, trying to find out who is in the building, who has been killed. Maybe it be their friends. So it was a sad scenario when I first arrived at the crime scene and watching this trial unfolding. It's very sad. I've spoken, I've spoken to different family members of those who are diseased at the moment, at this moment, and it's very heartbreaking.
I can just imagine. Well, I suppose, Everson, I will have to leave it at this point. Hopefully that we'll be able to speak to you when he's being charged and the results of his mental state has come out and find out exactly what will be the judgment, because this is, yeah, this is almost like a serial killer.
Thank you so much, Beth. It's very, very sad. If you want to read the full story, you can go to www.scott.africa and you find the whole story and then you can read it for yourself.
Thank you so much. That's Everson Lohanga, founding editor of Scroller.Africa, just giving us an update in regards to the case of Sifiso Mkhwanazi, the 21-year-old who was found guilty of murdering six Johannesburg sex workers. It's 11 and it's time for news.